Every summer, Scott Pohl visits historic sites in Detroit with Jack Dempsey. Jack's the president of the Michigan Historical Commission. For their first talk this summer, Jack takes Scott to a spot along Woodward Avenue to talk about a development that forever changed the way we drive. For the first time in this country, this site in Detroit was the location of a mile of highway made of concrete.
Jack Dempsey, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you very much for having me.
We are standing in Palmer Park, adjacent to Woodward Avenue in Detroit.
There's a historical marker here put up by the state of Michigan years ago, commemorating that this is the first mile of concrete highway in the U.S.
When did this happen?
In 1909, Wayne County built this one-mile stretch of concrete on Woodward Avenue between 6 Mile Road and 7 Mile Road. It cost the grand sum of $13,537.
We were just counting the lanes, and I believe it was something like 6 lanes on each side. I'll bet that first incarnation of this paved road was not 6 lanes in each direction.
Probably replaced a horse-drawn lane of some sort, yes.
What were roads like prior to that? You hear talk from time to time of not just unpaved roads, but things like planking being used on roads, that sort of thing. How much do we know about that in this area?
Plank roads actually go way back to the 18th century. In fact, there's a stretch of plank road that still exists down along the Lake Erie shoreline that's part of the River Raisin National Battlefield called Hull's Trace, the military road between Toledo and Detroit. So corduroy roads where you would fell trees and chop them into logs or planks and lay them down go way back, and actually were in use as late as the turn of the 20th century when automobiles really came into their fore.
Well, 1909, Detroit is, you might say, in the infancy of becoming the Motor City. Maybe it shouldn't come as a surprise that this would be the first place where this was tried.
I think as the auto manufacturers began to grow and people began to buy more vehicles, they started clamoring, both of those interest groups, for better roads, not muddy roads, not roads that had essentially a corduroy feel to them, but smoother roads that would be longer lasting. Ironically, this first stretch only lasted for about 13 years, but it was because of the growing usage of motor vehicles such that the road had to be expanded, made larger to accommodate traffic.
Well, along with that became the evolution of the traffic light system that we know today, and a lot of that history is also right here in the Detroit area.
Yes, the first four-way, three-color traffic light was installed, debuted here in the Detroit area at Michigan Avenue and Woodward, so several miles to the southeast of us.
The evolution of the traffic light is also interesting. At first, there were just two lights in each direction, and there was a Michigan connection to developing the three-light system that we use today, too.
Yes, a Detroit police officer, who later became known as Mr. Traffic Light, developed this idea to have not just a red and a green light, but to have a yellow or amber light to tell approaching motorists that the light was going to change so that you better slow down and be ready to stop. So that was invented here in Detroit. And Mr. Traffic Light actually ended up working for what's now today AAA Michigan, the Auto Club of Michigan, and was further in the business of trying to design more safety features for Michigan motorists.
So the traffic light system, as we know it today, started to evolve around 1918. But one of the developments prior to that that also has Michigan ties is the center line, which we tend to think of, I suppose, as common sense. I gather that there wasn't a center line prior to that.
In 1911, again, the Wayne County officials did install or create the first painted center line along River Road, which was in the community of Trenton. So I guess as we think of how people were getting used to using motor vehicles and figuring out how they would work, sometimes they would stray across the middle of the road, and putting that painted line down the middle helped keep them honest.
Another reason to have paved roads. You couldn't paint a line down the middle of a dirt road.
That's correct. Unfortunately, with every advance comes some downside, and as we see in Michigan today, all of the concrete roads or the asphalt roads also bring with them the need for maintenance. Not that a dirt road doesn't, but it's a different type of maintenance, and so it's, I think, probably more costly today to have all the roads we have than otherwise if they were still in the condition they were in, say, 1909 or so.
So this first stretch of paved road in Detroit cost something on the order of $13,000 in 1909. That sort of expense has certainly come a long way. You might not even fill a pothole for $13,000 today.
I think that's absolutely true. And it is a challenge for us today as a state and as taxpayers that we have to maintain this road system. And we've been struggling with that of late after the Great Recession. And hopefully things will improve. Continue to improve.
Now, for people who might have an interest in stopping by to see this marker along Woodward, again, as I mentioned, we're standing in Palmer Park. There's an interesting history here at Palmer Park, too, not just the park itself, but the surrounding residential area. Tell me about Palmer Park, Jack.
It was a very prestigious neighborhood back in Detroit's heyday, and the houses that border the park are still quite magnificent. And the neighborhood's really got a lot of notable Detroiters that live here, that used to live here. Palmer, named for a very famous Detroiter. And so it's quite an interesting location right off of M1 Woodward, and with a lot of trees still here. Perhaps we don't think of Detroit being very tree-filled today, but this park is very beautiful and certainly worth a visit. The marker is right on Woodward, so you'd have to find a parking spot in a nearby lot or a parking area as this car pulls up.
The marker's over there.
And the marker itself, I suppose, is a bit representative of the state of today's roads in Michigan. It's got a lot of wear and tear on it and probably needs itself to have some rehabilitation.
We're talking with Jack Dempsey of the Michigan Historical Commission, and on the subject of historical markers, I know you are a lover of visiting historical markers and making sure that they're paid attention to, visited, maintained. What's the current status of the system for installing new markers, I suppose, but also maintaining the presence of the ones that we already have?
The markers themselves really are a function of some individual or group who raises the money to obtain the marker and have it installed. It is state property. It's a program that has existed since 1955. Initially, the legislature appropriated some money to launch the program and to fund markers. But by and large, today it is a privately funded program which the state supports, but probably could do more to support in terms of educating people on how to maintain them, rehabilitate them, aiding in replacing them if they need replacement, as this marker definitely needs either rehabilitation or replacement.
What's the role of the commission?
The Michigan Historical Commission works with the Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan History Center to approve markers, to make sure the history behind them is properly vetted, and then we work to make sure they go in the right location, attend the dedication, and really help the community to launch it. After the marker is installed, it really, personally, I believe it's up to the community to try to always pay attention to the condition of their markers. The state will work with them in terms of how to maintain them and care for them, or potentially to have them replaced. So it's really a matter of community pride for each marker, of which we today have more than 1,700 across Michigan, some in great shape, those that have been installed recently. And we generally, I think, approve somewhere on the order of 20 or so every year. So the program continues to grow.
Jack Dempsey is president of the Michigan Historical Commission. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.
By the way, Scott and Jack Dempsey discussed Mr. Traffic Light during that conversation, but his name was omitted. We'll make that good here. Mr. Traffic Light was former Detroit police officer William Potts.